Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So you know when new trends start to happen, you maybe want to try them out, and then you do, and you realize this trend is not for me. Trend is not for me. Do you have any of those fashion fails, Hot Wings? Because you look like you're thinking.
I mean...
Oh, I remember when the bowl haircut was a trend, and I was like, I'm going to finally do the bowl haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And this is when I was in, I don't know, probably 9th grade, 10th grade, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it, over the summer, I got the bowl haircut, and it looked terrible because, that haircut looked terrible on everybody. And I was like, you got this, man. You got this. And I remember going into school and sitting down the first day in homeroom, and the kid behind me was talking to the kid in front of me and trying to do it without me hearing. He's like, what is up with his hair?
Aww.
Is he trying to be a skater?
Aww.
And I was just sitting there like,
yes,
I'm not crushed.
I just want to be rad.
Yeah. That's all I wanted.
Or, Mommy, they made fun of my full haircut.
Yeah.
Or people saying that like high-waisted pants are going out and the low rise are coming back. You can pry my high-waisted pants off my cold dead ass.
Yep.
Because no.
Ain't no way.
No. You're not going whale tail?
No, I am not. No. I have a fupa now. So like the time for low rise has passed me by.
I mean, honestly, the early 2000s saw plenty of my like handlebars and belly button. Like I don't need to be showing those off anymore at 36 and I don't have them like I used to. So I feel that. But another style, especially I think for men, like the greased back look only works on like if you're businessy and kind of skeezy and you own it. But for girls.
You can only have a like slicked back hair with a guy if you also have a pinky ring and a shiny suit and a sketchy car dealership.
Yeah. Right. And you maybe sell cocaine on the
some
side.
Neck tattoos.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
but with girls, that slicked back look can look really good. And it's a great way, especially if you've got oily hair, to make yourself look kind of clean, actually, by pulling it back. My head is way too big for that. I could never. And this girl, who is hilarious. I think she's British.
Yeah.
She tries a slick back haircut and her critique of herself is so perfectly done.
Whoever convinced me slick.
Can you boost mine up a little bit, Aileen?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoever convinced me slick back hairstyles were in, you will rue the day.
She looks like seriously every girl I went to high school with.
It doesn't really work for her.
I look like a middle-aged man called Mark.
I love how British people say, instead of named, they say called.
Yeah.
I look like a middle-aged man called Mark.
I look like a middle-aged man called Mark. Cute bitches. I look like the lady rat from Flushed Away.
I look like
she does!
The lady rat from Flushed Away? Is
yes.
That-
And from the side, I look like a mafia mob brother.
Brother, okay.
Yeah, she looks like Furio from The Sopranos.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, even my shadow looks ugly. Look at that. For newborn.
Like a newborn.
I don't want to hear all you. It looks all right, whatever. My head looks tiny and massive at the same time. I was even like a pixie and a rat. Had a disgusting little hairless baby.
Whatever.
Anyway. Have a good day.
Oh my God, that made me laugh so hard because that's the inner thought. Anytime I put something on, I'm like, all right, cool. I just look like a busted can of cinnamon rolls with these size 6 jeans that I can't fit into anymore. Awesome.
Please, please, no one say anything. Yeah. Please, no one say anything.
And when she says to even my shadow's ugly,
I know.
That is something that, like, when you, that's like unlock it. When you unlock a new thing to be insecure about, you're like, wow.
I don't like my shadow.
Last week, we were in Florida. Boris and I are sitting at a restaurant about to eat lunch and he's wearing really reflective sunglasses and the way that I was sitting at the table and like kind of hunched, I saw it in his sunglasses and I was like, God bless America, I've got a new thing that I have to worry about is how I look in your glasses.
Now I've got to make sure.
You like instantly sit up, get perfect posture.
And you also lean in so that way or lean away so that way you look a little tinier based on the little bubble
right
in the glasses.
Oh, I'm like, I hate it here.
God, yeah, that I saw that, and the first thing I commented was, I can't believe you're going to make me feel insecure about my shadow. Never thought about how stupid my shadow looks, but hers did look like a baby.